Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
She's not husky, she's amazing.
I'm great at fingering the bed.
This is crazy. This is crazy.
Janice Rossi in 2 hours, a whore.
And Chief Nerd Officer, Mike Hsu.
It's a cosmic field trip.
Yoda sounds like do or do not, there is no try.
I'm going to take my shirt off.
It's the Hillman Morning Show.
It appears to be really insulting, and I have a problem with that.
They will continue defrauding the public with ridiculous bullshit.
Worst case scenario.
Thanks for listening.
Yo soy fiesta.
Broadcasting from beautiful, safe Boylston Street on a rainy Marathon Monday, a Patriots Day 2019. Welcome to the Hillman Morning Show.
This may be the safest place in Massachusetts right now.
Oh, my lord. I mean, there are more authorities, specially approved, official-looking people and vehicles, and that's the way it goes.
What's up to the motorcycle cops who just lined up and took off, man? A spectacle to see.
Yeah. Oh, that's my favorite part every year. Yeah.
That was Danielle's escort.
That's why as soon as I walked in, they could leave.
No, they were looking for LB. Where's LB?
It's right there.
Oh, there he is.
There he is.
Did you just get escorted in by the police or what?
Not really.
No.
Yeah. Who forgot how to get to Boston?
Oh, that's okay. Well, you're a little fuzzy. This
I was over on Huntington Ave.
That's where they were going to switch the marathon up this year, and it was going to end over on Huntington Ave, but they decided to.
I got to tell you, I just have to wrap my head around.
Yes.
That I'm losing my mind.
Yes.
And instead of getting frustrated, I was lost over back over the way, like three blocks away.
Yeah.
I just have to start laughing at myself.
And I feel like you might be like that couple in the song "The Way." You know that song?
Oh, by Fastball.
Yes.
Come on now. It's not like that yet.
That was based on a real life couple. You know.
Yes.
It was based on a real life couple who got lost. A couple of old people.
Serious question: Do you have a medical alert bracelet yet? With your address on it, I feel like you probably should. In all seriousness, don't worry about you, buddy.
I hear you. I hear you. My wife just looks at me and goes, "Are you all right?"
Oh, and the answer is no. I mean, listen, we needed some kind of a medical alert thing to track you Friday. We couldn't find you Friday, but you're here.
Yay.
All right.
What? Well, I didn't show up at work Friday?
No, you didn't. No, you weren't at work Friday. What? You don't know?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know that?
Seriously?
What?
Andy let you sleep.
You don't know that?
I wasn't at work on Friday?
No.
Oh my God!
No, you missed the whole entire.
You missed the whole. Chris Scott, can I get a knife?
You missed the whole entire show Friday.
And a steak with that knife.
But you're here today, LB. Yeah, so you're here today.
That's all that matters.
All right. Well, it is. It's a Marathon Monday. It's tax day. I hope you got your taxes. You get your taxes done. No knives. He didn't really want a knife.
That's how good the service is here.
So, yeah. No, I can do a knife. Yeah,
5-star service right here.
I'll just cut myself a little bit.
Yeah, that's 5-star. That is 5-star service. If LB mentions a knife and a server, bring one.
Was awesome. I love that guy.
All right. Well, anyway, it's the marathon, and we are bringing you all of the excitement of the 123rd running of it from the Capitol Grill this morning. Later on today, the Greg Hill Foundation Marathon Party, which is presented by Nautical American Gin, as is this broadcast. And I believe that Naughty Donnie is here.
Yes, he is.
There he is.
And sexy.
Of course.
You're hot.
Naughty Donnie is known for saying one thing and one thing only. Maybe we can get... Come over to the microphone. Let's get an early Chinese Donnie. This is what... you take LB's mic. Go ahead. Ready? Go ahead.
Ready?
Chinese!
Yeah. Wait, you forgot the Chinese kid part.
Chinese kid.
Nice.
All right. It's not going to be a great day to spectate or to run. I mean, it is pouring right now here in Boston. I don't know how that will affect the times who ends up winning this thing or not. But
it may exacerbate the chafing.
Yeah.
Well, runners like the cool? They like the cool weather, right?
They like the cool weather, but it's gonna be 68 today, so it's not gonna be cool. Mm. And it's pouring rain. So, but we'll bring all that to you today from the Capitol Grill here on Boylston Street. And if you'd like to call and you'd like to be on the show this morning, you could do it on the number which will follow out of my mouth in a moment. That number is 6617.
I'd like to be on.
617-764-9223.
Oh, you're on.
You're on.
I'm on.
You're on.
I mean, how do you miss? So you're telling me you don't even remember that you weren't at work on Friday? Are you serious?
Yes.
Did anybody tell you at home?
Bud, you don't understand. What time did I get here? I have been driving around. You have
driving for days.
Can we just? I'll get the doctor to get me the note.
You're gonna be like Epstein. You have a note.
You don't understand. Mental illness is nuts.
Well, that's true.
That might not be a good term to use to describe mental illness.
That's good. We need a T-shirt. Mental illness is nuts. LB and have like his little a dash and his LB underneath.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah.
When you don't recognize your wife,
yes,
you've got some issues.
You've got
issues. So we're good. But I'm here.
All right. Okay.
So we're happy days.
Yeah. Sliders for everyone.
Marathon. Yeah. Marathon. It's Monday, right? Yes, is it called Marathon Monday?
It's Marathon Monday. Right. I'm gonna ask you politely to please talk about the Masters, the greatest Masters finish ever in the history of golf. So I'm gonna ask you to talk. I'll remind you when the sports comes around.
Yeah. That guy's black, right, Tiger?
Yeah. What?
Please tell me you guys aren't you know those people that I can't say that as a joke. My God.
What? And then we'll get to LV Sports a little bit later.
Allegedly.
It's something. I don't know if that's what I'd call it.
Hey, go Bees.
We're gonna play your Hillmail voicemail messages back coming up at 8, so you can leave one of those right now on any topic. The Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. You leave a voicemail message and we will play your message back coming up at 8 or so thereabouts this morning. I got some bad news when I arrived, and that is that Chef Dave, the executive chef here at the Capitol Grill, is clearly afraid of my prowess in the kitchen. And has turned me down on the Greg's Easy Italian Chicken Cook-Off.
What's the excuse?
He's too busy.
He doesn't do this every year.
He's too busy for a hack.
He doesn't do this 6-7 days a week.
No, he's too busy for a
hack. Damn it, Dave.
He's too busy to go. He doesn't want to. It's like, you know, do you think, like we were talking about Tiger Woods, do you think Tiger is going to show up today on the day after the Masters and play 9 at Ponkapog with a bunch of hack golfers? No. Chef Dave. Dave is not going to get in the kitchen with me here at the Capitol Grill. He did that once.
I don't know.
Last year was the only year
that he's probably going to do it. You obviously scared him. Yeah, he sweated last year.
Right.
I feel like it's when we push the boundaries with Joe Castiglione on lyrics. He's like, listen, I did that last year. This year you get nothing.
Right. All right. So if you'd like to be on the show, you could call this morning at 617-764-9223, or you can text. Today's weather, it's going to rain all day long, so if you are off to watch the runners, then make sure you grab your galoshes. Temperature is going to be 68 for a high, and right now it is 53 here at the finish line. At the Capitol Grill on Boylston Street, and it's coming alive down here. There's a lot of people.
It is.
The buses are over there, yep. So the runners can get in the buses and be bussed out to Hopkinton. And it's really, I mean, this is one of the great days in our city. So even though it's raining,
it doesn't matter. The excitement is still palpable, yes, as they would say on the news stations.
Yes, it is.
Oh, here comes the guy getting in his run before the
marathon. Hey,
good luck, buddy.
Oh, that was great. I just did the course backwards.
But, you know, he waved at us knowing that we were in here. Yeah. I think that's a listener who did that to taunt us.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we were talking last week about, how the elite runners, the running hardos, have to get their run in on the marathon course before the marathon begins.
Right.
They have to do that.
Because 26 miles isn't enough.
And for the record, that guy was flying.
Oh, he was. Yeah, he was. Yes, he was. All right. Coming up in just a moment, why a husband was beaten when he didn't answer a question from the missus in the right way.
Oh, and that old chestnut.
And also, a grown-ass man is suing his parents because of what they threw away. And we will get to all of that on Marathon Monday coming up next.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Well, I'll tell you what, new voice guy sounds kind of smooth.
Right?
Well,
I like it.
What do you think of new announcer guy?
I'm a fan.
Do you like him?
I do.
Do you know him? Do you talk to him? Do you email him?
correspond.
Do you text? Yeah.
I correspond with Ryder.
Ryder.
He's got a great rock VO name.
What's his name?
Ryder.
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 This is
Ryder.
Hey,
Ryder.
Yeah.
My name is Ryder.
That'll get you chicks all night long.
That's LB. He's at work today. That's who you hear.
In
the background.
Sorry about that.
He decided to come in today. And of course, please, in the future, alert Danielle when we're going back on the air, because she has a giant hunk of bacon and eggs in her mouth. And
she's going to be eating eggs.
Well, what is that on your plate? It looks like
Monkey got me eggs because he's a very nice, generous person, but I don't eat eggs, so somebody else can have my eggs.
Monkey, remove Danielle's. Monkey, grab Danielle's eggs, and that's not code. That is, she's...
huevo rancheros, kid.
The smell is making me sick.
I'll stop.
So, just a heads up on, there's a lot to talk about. First of all, just a reminder, we are here at the Capitol Grill, and it is Marathon Monday, and the rain has stopped briefly. I think it's going to be this kind of a day. See that runner over there across the street by the fire station? See, she has to run. She has to get her run in before...
You got to run before you run.
Well, the best is she just runs around the block. She runs like a block down Newbury, comes back up Boylston, you know, lets everybody see her.
So, we are bringing you all of the action of the marathon from here at the Capitol Grill. I am not going to talk about the television show that aired last night until Wednesday, because that's our rule. So I'm not going to talk about it till Wednesday. You can text in if you want. I enjoy getting your text messages about that show, but I am not, I'm not going to talk about it. I may say that I'm a tad bit disappointed, but that's it. I'm not going to say anything else until Wednesday. Scott from Weymouth is on the phone. If you'd like to hear from Scott, it's been a while. So
might as well get it over with.
Scott, good morning. What's going on?
What's up? Geez, Greg, you sound far away, brother. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, you sounded wicked fire a minute ago. Danielle, thanks for that nice intro. Might as well get it out of the way. That was very kind of you. Thank you. All right, so anyone who's running... Sorry, a few points, Greg. Hit and run. This is Wiffle Ball Kid. 40 seconds. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyone who's actually running right now on the route that is the marathon is a douche.
Yeah,
really? I mean, come on. Forget the word hotto. You're a clown. You're a douche.
Okay.
I'm not going to hijack LB Sports Report, but what a weekend for sports, right?
Yes.
Oh, my
yes.
goodness. I won't. He's going to tell us all about it soon.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, LB, that's your job, kid. No, all right. I'll summarize. I won't give you the finals, but the Sox, A. Bruins tie up the series. Tiger wins the Masters. UMass Minutemen lost to the Minnesota Duluth. And then the marathon today. What a weekend for sports. Spring is here, summer soon. Now, Greg,
Yes.
There's two songs that should be played. Danielle, I can't believe you're not bringing this as re-intro music. There's only two songs that you should be playing right now. One, Blind Melon, No Rain. But two, and furthermore, the Eurythmics, Here Comes the Rain Again. Now, how are you not playing that is beyond me. Now, Greg, I have a hint for you. Do you want to win? I know you're an elite runner. Do you want to win the marathon?
Yes. Yes, I do, Scott. Listen. Yes. Yes.
You're right in the right spot, right? How far are you from the finish line? About a mile, perhaps?
A stone's throw, if you will.
All right, yes. Cool.
Hey, Scott, for you. Boom.
Yeah. Boom. Oh, I'll be calling those guys later today, too. I'm having a few today. I'm off. All right, listen. I'll be calling those clowns. No, I love them. Clowns are a compliment. Greg, do you want to win the Boston Marathon, yes or no?
Yes, Scott.
All right. As soon as the leaders come around, let three of them go by you. Then put on a bib with a number like 107.3.
Yeah.
Jump in the race and then sprint for 80 yards. You win. It's been done before. Why not you?
Yes, it has. Thank you, Scott.
Hold on.
Thank you, Scott. No, thank you.
That's good.
Thank you. See, I'm not in control of the hang-up device here, so I have to give Mark a cue back at the studio that says hang up on this droning on individual right this moment.
Oh, my God.
Let's see what Ron has to say. Ron, good morning, and welcome to the show. What's going on?
Yes, good morning, Hillman. First of all, I would like to talk about what today really means. It's Patriots Day. I want to say thank you to all the men, women, and their families that we should be celebrating this day for, and God bless them.
Yes.
That's what today is about. And number two, I want to thank you and your crew for doing what you do, because there's only one Hillman. Thank friggin' Lord for that one.
All right.
I don't know what we would do with two of you. Jesus.
We say it every day, kid. Okay.
All right, Ron, thank
you.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank God.
By the way, this texter is correct. Wasn't Scott supposed to be down here today paying off his bet with me for a 30-pack?
Yeah.
Or cash. I think it went to cash. Did it go to cash where we double or nothing? Or what?
Well, the problem was that the cash that he would have had to have paid you is what he would have had to have spent on the ticket to get in here.
Right.
So it was one thing or the other.
Right. Supposed to bring me my cash or my beer that he owes me. That's what he was going to do today.
Straight cash.
I don't.
Well, his mom got up early, went to work, and so he
took the car.
She took the car.
And he didn't go in her purse for the money.
I'm sure he thought about riding his bike.
This guy who is that we're going to talk about in the news, who is suing his parents, is just like Scott. I feel like that might be Scott, actually. All right, today's weather brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Live fit, live fun, live ultra. And it is going to be partly cloudy today. The rain is going to come and go, but it is going to be heavy at times. The temperature is going to get up to 68 degrees. So I want to say good luck to my fellow elite runners who are probably on their way out to Hopkinton right now.
Sure.
These kinds of days, those of us that run, we live for these. We live for these kinds of days.
Do you, Greg?
Yes, those of us who are runners, we live for this. It's going to be very warm. I mean, that's nice for those of us who are going to be outside, or those of us who are going to be inside here at the Capitol Grill, but not so great for the runners today. So good luck to all of you. I want to say good luck early this morning to the Greg Hill Foundation Boston Marathon team.
Yay!
They've raised $75,000 or something.
They're amazing.
And so great. Good luck to all of them, and we'll see you here later on. This broadcast this morning is brought to you by Nautical American Gin, and also brought to you by Solar Wolf Energy. And I want to thank them. I want to thank everybody who's coming to our foundation fundraising party, which is happening here, getting underway at about 10 or 11 or so this morning. Yes, yes, Lindy, what is it?
Well, I just want to say how confused I was today when all the empty buses were coming into Boston.
Yes.
And I was like, why are all the buses empty? Where are the runners? And then I realized they're at hotels in Boston.
Yeah. Right, and then they get taken out to Hopkinton.
Yeah.
But I don't get it.
Why? Because all their stuff is back here, so they bust them out there and then they run back. Instead of having their stuff out there and then they get here, how are they going to pick up their stuff?
The buses would probably take them back.
No, but then they got to get back here most likely. It's a little
so
tricky.
It's a back and back and back thing.
Yeah, what is, yeah, we'll go
just,
with that.
Is this, yeah. This is. Would you have some kind of a issue with the way they've done the marathon for the last 123? Is this what your bit is this
so
morning?
For the first time, I noticed a bunch of empty buses going to Boston.
Oh, okay.
And I was right. I was driving with them, and then I was thinking, why are you empty?
Lyndon Byers, logistics specialist.
Oh, yeah, that's his thing. All right, we got to get to the news, and the news this hour is brought to you by...
Cantiani Insurance. Waiting in line at the registry is awful. Cantiani Insurance goes for their clients every day for free. Want to save money? Call 508-791-2088 or go to cantianiagency.com for all of your insurance needs. Cantiani Insurance in Worcester or the East Douglas Insurance Agency in Douglas. Great service, great prices.
While we're saying good luck, I need to say good luck to Carrie, our midday host.
Yes, she's running.
She's running today, so I'm sure that she's listening wherever she is. Mm-hmm. So I want to say good luck to her. And I also believe that Stanley's poll is up. So we'll get to the news in a second, but let's get our vice president of social... hold on, that mic is... Shut that mic off.
We're fine.
Oh, my Lord.
Monkey was right there.
Jeez, where is this?
He's over here.
Where is this crimey?
Wow, you bring a guy to Chelsea to the Capitol Grill.
I don't think your mic is on. Hold on a second. Oh my Lord, what is going on with it? Just step up to a microphone and speak, please. What is?
Sheesh.
What is?
You bring a guy to Chelsea to the Capitol Grill, and this is what happens.
That's what happens. What's your poll about this morning?
So, Greg, we are broadcasting live here at the Capitol Grill, one of the best steakhouses in town.
Yes.
And so, I wanted to know what is the best steak sauce.
What are the choices?
And okay, I'll ready? Tell you. The classic.
I'm a A1, sauce. I'm a sauce czar.
The czar of sauce.
So yeah, go ahead.
So we have A1.
Yeah.
Bernays sauce.
A1 Bernays.
A Merlot reduction.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
Fancy.
Is that a guy from Chelsea who just said a Merlot reduction right there?
Yes.
All right.
Or other. And then you can comment below on our Twitter and let us know if there's another one that you like.
I got to believe that the Bernays is winning right now. Or no.
A1.
A1.
Really? A1.
Really?
Know your audience, guy.
Is anyone not a butter fan?
Butter's good, too.
There's nothing better than butter.
Yeah, butter is good on a steak, but that's not really a sauce. But butter is not a sauce. Butter is what would you call butter? Is it a condiment? It's not really a condiment.
No, it's a spread.
It's a spread. Yes, you're right. Yes, it's a spread.
You can put it on anything.
Yeah, baby.
By the way, a texter says terrible poll.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Terrible poll, Stan. They don't. Wow. What about the au jus? Why didn't you include the au jus?
Au jus.
Because you can't spell it? Is that why?
Well, that's a good point. But I thought the au jus was for sandwiches?
French dip or prime
French
rib.
Dip. You don't put that on steak, do you?
You can have some au jus.
I guess you can put whatever on steak.
Yeah. It's a sandwich dip.
Yeah. I do like the French dip sandwich. So that's a great sandwich.
The baguette has to be just toasty enough without giving you the Captain Crunch roof of the mouth experience.
Yeah, no, it does. It has to be. Have you ever had the Peter Luger Steakhouse sauce?
Ooh. Yeah, that's
Shoe, have you ever?
No, I have to wait till my second mortgage is approved.
I was just going to say the same thing. I can't afford a $52 sandwich.
Who said "oh" in the background? Is that Naughty Donnie? Go ahead, come over here, Naughty Donnie. We'll see if your mic can work. You just borrow LB's microphone. Yes, what is it? Naughty Donnie from Nautical American Gin. Yes, Donnie?
So I went there about a year ago, and trying to get in there is crazy enough, but their burger. So I was with a buddy of mine. He's like, hey, get the burger. I'm like, I'm not going to get a burger here. I'm going to get a big steak.
Yeah.
So after I'm done, he goes, have the burger. You can only have it at lunch. They only serve it at lunch. $14.
$14 for the burger?
Best burger I've ever eaten. I don't know what they do. I don't know if it's all the extra meat from the day before, but you can only get it at lunch, and it's unbelievable.
It's really good.
Oh, and they got a nice sauce down there, too.
No, the sauce is good. The sauce is very good. Yeah, Chinese. Give it a Chinese.
Chinese!
Oh, there he is. Okay, there he is.
That really hurts.
There he is. Let's see. Here's a texter who says, Stanley, there should be no sauce on a good hunk of beef. You are heathens. Mm. And some people say that. I mean, People say that there should be no, there should never be any sauce on a steak ever.
I disagree.
Yeah.
I think it depends on the level of steak that you're getting. Some people are able to get the steaks that don't need the sauce. Some people have the cuts that need a little sauce.
Yeah.
I love when the chef comes flying out of the kitchen because the waitress told him I put ketchup on his steak.
Oh, has that happened?
Oh yes.
Well, he also ordered it well done, so that freaked him out.
Yes. I've had it happen twice, and then the other time was I had fettuccine Alfredo, and I always put ketchup on my fettuccine Alfredo, and the chef came out and lit me up.
Really?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Oh, yes, Stan, what is it?
I look at it like a girl, like lingerie, right? Like a girl by themselves, that's great.
Yeah.
Add a little lingerie in there, might spice things up a little bit. You know what I mean?
I mean, your girlfriend your girlfriend is right here. You're talking about these kinds of things.
You should see the lingerie.
Cheater. Oh, did you buy her some lingerie? Wait a minute.
Did Stiz buy you?
He stole a doily from his mother's house. He tried to pass it off as a bikini top.
Oh, he did? No. That doesn't seem very... Check out this lace bra.
That
doesn't seem very appropriate.
And I have to say, and I'm a woman, so I can get away with this. It's a woman is like a piece of meat in that if the body, her piece of meat is good enough, you don't need the lingerie, just like you don't need the sauce.
Hubba hubba.
Well, excuse me. That's a very interesting discussion at
Boner Central
at 6:35. All right. Well. It's Stanley's poll. It's up on our Twitter feed at WAAF, and also I'm assuming on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WAAFrocks. I noticed that Danielle just got some Instagram story action on Naughty Donnie. So
yeah.
If you'd like to see the guy that you hear say Chinese on the show, Naughty Donnie from Nautical American Gin, then you can see that on Danielle's Instagram. I'm assuming.
Yes, I'm gonna have the Chinese kid cut out the video cut out at the end, so I'm gonna have to get an organic fresh Chinese from Donnie.
Okay,
I'll get that, but I'll post the other video. Will be up so you can see him talking. If you've ever wondered what Naughty Donnie looks like,
what do you want to talk about news wise?
I want to talk about stupid men. And not knowing things. Now, you dopes have all been married long enough that you know the right way to answer your wife's questions. This man in Texas was asked by his wife, am I pretty?
Uh-huh. Oh,
do you think I'm pretty?
Do you think I'm pretty? Yes. Okay.
He did not respond.
Oh, he didn't answer. Oh, the guy's beaten, probably. Or he's about to be beaten. He was about to be. He's beaten down. He doesn't even answer her questions anymore. He should have just given it the old yes, dear.
Of course you do.
Big smile.
Yes, you are beautiful.
Yes, you're pretty.
Roger.
Roger, so what happened?
Now, he claims he didn't hear her ask the question.
Okay.
Maybe that's true, maybe not, but she went into full rage mode immediately. She started hitting them while they were driving home from wherever they were, and once they got home, she kept going. A relative tried to separate them, and she went nuts on him, too, and was arrested for 2 counts of assault.
Assault, because he didn't say she was pretty.
Yep.
That's probably built up over time.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The pressure cooker, you know, and then all of a sudden you open the top, and there it is.
All right. Well, are they going to stay together? Are they counseling? Like, what's right now?
They're going to try to work through it.
Well, I bet he'll never answer that question the wrong way again. All right. What else is in the news this morning?
Let's head south to our favorite state.
And now
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's wing.
Not like the rest of us.
We love you, Florida.
Thanks, new announcer guy.
Rider.
Florida, not like the rest of us. Rider.
Yes.
Rider. A man is dead after being attacked by an exotic bird that he kept on his property.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is dangerous, keeping these pets. What kind of a bird was it?
A cassowary?
A cassowary.
I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
I've never heard of it.
It's not a clue.
Yeah.
It's a big bird. It's kind of similar to an ostrich or an emu.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's sometimes called, Greg, the most dangerous bird in the world. Irrational fear.
Yeah.
But the 75-year-old man had two of them, along with a variety of other exotic animals on his property. Friday morning, sheriff's deputies got an unusual call about the bird attacking someone on the property. They got there. And they were able to corral the birds so that EMS could get in there. But unfortunately, the man did not survive the attack.
Wow. Yep. I wonder if he regrets taking the bird on as a pet. What do you think? No. Do you think
did you say if he regrets taking it on?
Oh, very good.
So he regrets
very
it.
Good.
Yes. Little bird humor.
I get such a kick out of people that get those crazy animals.
Well, yeah, people love that. They love having the exotic animals. Hey, especially in Florida, you know?
Check this out. I got a cobra. And then it bit me in the face, and I'm dead in 10 minutes.
Well, I mean, here's a texter who is correct. The texter says, never buy a bird that big. Right. They're basically dinosaurs. I mean, that's basically what they are.
They're the same.
Right.
Same size as you. Bad sign.
Yeah.
We actually have some quick sound on this bird from a guy with the Florida Museum of Natural History.
Okay.
You know, I've heard that they're dangerous, but I always thought it was almost an urban myth that they were capable of killing a person, so I was shocked. Apparently, they can be pretty aggressive if they feel threatened, and they have this nasty toe that they can kick with, and as you can see, it's like a, you know, it's a fairly fearsome weapon for them.
What is the best sauce on the casuary bird? Is it A1 or what does one eat on a casuary bird? Does that bird must have large talons? I guarantee it's huge. Giant talons.
Yeah.
The guy died.
He died.
My God.
That's insane.
I noticed Diz Grimey's helping himself to breakfast. You know, there's a show going on that you're producing. Come over here for a second. This is a good idea. A texter would like to get a photo of the woman, like the mugshot of the woman who asked her husband if she looked pretty, and put it up as another Stanley's poll.
Okay. We'll do that.
About whether she's pretty or not. All right. Okay.
It's a little aggressive, but we'll do it.
No, I don't know. I mean, whatever. I mean, so the woman beat a guy. I mean, that's. All right. Danielle, we got more news coming up.
Okay.
We are bringing you the show this morning from the Capitol Grill right here at the Finish Line.
It's a party.
Did you direct that applause again?
No,
yes,
no,
you did.
I did not.
Please stop that.
Was natural.
I don't need you to direct the show. We're not even open to the public right now. There's three people here: Monkey, Naughty Donnie, and Stiz Grimey.
Feasting on a vat of food.
Yes. So please do not direct the applause from the employees. It doesn't sound right if the employees are clapping for the broadcast. I mean, that's all right. So anyway, we're right here at the Finish Line on Boylston Street. Wind is blowing pretty hard. Look at the wind blow the flags around out there. But we will bring you all of the excitement of the lead up to the 123rd running of the Boston Marathon, and we'll be right back. Well, it is 10 minutes before 7, and hopefully you have the day off today. And if you do, I don't know why you're up right now. We don't have the day off. We're at the Capitol Grill on Boylston Street, and it's Marathon Monday. And it is absolutely pouring right now. The rain is coming down. I mean, I would feel horrible if anybody had to run in this right now, this moment, this weather.
I don't even want to run to my car.
I know. I mean, I
feel bad sending Monkey out front for something.
No, you don't. I mean,
I do.
You walked in this morning. You said, I'd love to have a cup of coffee. And Stiz Grimey went running into the kitchen to get you one. I mean, you have him trained.
Yeah, because he's my bae.
You have him trained so well.
Kid knows.
Let's see. Here's a texter who says, did we discuss where Lindy was Friday? I'd like to hear him squirm. And we did discuss. Well, we haven't discussed where he was, but he said
it was a little awkward.
Lindy,
the whole thing was a little awkward. It made me feel bad.
Lindy said that he didn't know that he wasn't at work on Friday, so that's his.
You know what? Let's just let it go.
Let it go, people.
I mean,
would you let it go?
Like this was the first time.
Well, at least you admit it now.
All right. Well, anyway, I
was babysitting Will. My son was sick at home.
Okay.
Yeah, he had tuberculosis.
Stop.
Is he going to be okay?
Cured it.
Did they get the serum? Did they bring the serum to him?
I had to inject him myself. It was crazy.
All right. Well, hopefully he's going to be all right. We are at the Capitol Grill, and it is the 123rd running of the Boston Marathon. They are talking about a break in the weather around 9 or so. At least the weather experts are. So we will see what it ends up being, but it's not going to be a great day to spectate, and certainly not going to be a great day to run if it stays like this. Mm. But, I mean, to the... How do you think, LB, I was going to ask you as the sports director, who is favored to win this Boston Marathon on the men's side of things?
That Kenyan kid.
It's the Kenyan?
Yeah, okay. He's like a 28-year-old. He flies. He runs barefoot.
Here's a text that said LB actually means that Will was babysitting him on Friday.
Either way, it worked. I'm here. Am I here?
All right.
Today,
We are going to get to the sports in just a little bit with LB, who's back at work here on this Marathon Monday, this Patriots Day 2019.
Amazing.
But first, Danielle was in the middle of the news, and I'm sure you want to continue with that.
Like to continue with that.
All right. What do you want to talk about?
Let's talk about why that young man was upset with his parents because of what they threw out.
Yes, there's a guy who is suing his parents, a grown-ass man who is suing his parents because they threw his porn collection away.
Oh, no. Yes, that's just creepy.
A very interesting lawsuit. I mean, too bad Larry the lawyer isn't here. We'll have to ask him about it when he comes on next.
It takes a long time to collect that stuff.
So where is this happening, Danielle?
Indiana.
Okay.
This guy, who is identified only as Charlie, got divorced back in October of 2016 and then moved in with his parents.
With the parents, happens.
In Grand Haven, Michigan.
Yeah.
He lived with them until August of the following year. He moved out after the police showed up in response to a domestic incident, and he headed to Indiana. His parents drove over there a few months later to drop off the stuff, but he noticed that his massive porn collection was not there. And we're talking 12 large U-Haul boxes, like big boxes.
He had a massive collection. Well, he'd been keeping it for a long time.
He had 12 boxes full of movies and 2 boxes of adult toys.
Oh, my gosh.
When he confronted the parents about it, they told him they'd destroyed it. His father told him in an email, very insensitive, for your own mental and emotional health, we got rid of them. I'd have done the same if I'd found a kilo of crack cocaine.
Oh, the guy is addicted to porn. That's it. So that's the problem, is that his parents were trying to do the right thing and they got rid of his, and now he's suing them.
Now, evidently, he got in trouble. He got kicked out of high school and college for selling porn to other students. So this is a long time issue with this kid.
He's a dealer.
Never do your own supply.
No. Jeez.
So he's suing them for $86,000 because a lot of the movies were rare and valuable.
Yeah. I'm sure they were. Serious. Yes. They were very rare.
I think the father is suspect.
I think
he said he threw it away, and he's got it hidden somewhere in the garage.
What did he have, a rare copy of Emmanuel 14 in Chelsea? Is that what he had?
That's a good one.
Was hot.
That's ridiculous. All right. Well, I wonder. I can't wait to hear how the courts rule on this. I mean, I'm really, excuse me for one second, I know we're in the middle of the news, but I'm very nervous about the marathon. Look at the wind.
Yeah, this is crazy.
This is insane.
Have they ever, you don't postpone, a marathon's like a football game. Like, you don't postpone
right.
it.
Right?
They already made one rare change, and that was starting two waves at the same time because of the weather.
They're doing that today, right?
Yeah. But those are like the fourth or fifth wave or something like that.
Well, some people are starting earlier. Like they're starting at 11 or something because of the weather.
Right.
So, but look at the wind below the tent out there.
That's so nasty. Anybody that finishes today is a hero.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. That is just disgusting out there right now.
Look at that. I mean, if it is absolute, it's like a monsoon down here. Look at all the.
Oh my goodness.
And are the television cameras, or those lights are television cameras? Those are lights.
On the right side, yeah.
I feel like one of those is going to dislodge and come flying through the window here at the Capitol Grill, like some kind of a movie, like Twister or something.
I got you, kid.
Helen Hunt, kid.
I'll just throw my head in. I'll throw my head in
front of me?
Yeah.
I'm going to Instagram.
Look at this. These
Instagram
poor news people. Oh, at least. Look at this. Oh, my God. This is terrible.
What?
It's just sheets of rain.
Yeah.
I feel bad for our friend Katie Thompson from Channel 5, who's down at the finish line. I hope she doesn't blow away the little thing.
Sounds like a lot of fun. I mean, would you want to be running 26.2 miles
in this?
Guy, I don't want to go across the street in this.
Yeah. All right, I'm throwing that story up right now. If you'd like to get some eyewitness video from the finish line here on Boylston Street, that's on my Instagram. Give me a follow on Instagram, GregHill107. That's how you can find me on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. I think that, I mean, if it keeps up like this, there will probably, I mean, do people still come down and spectate on a day like today?
Nah, after a few cocktails, I'm sure they will.
College kids.
Yeah.
They'll be out there with, you know.
Yeah.
Draft beer.
Yeah, I mean, it really is miserable. All right. There's
good luck, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a text that says it's lightning. Lightning is crashing right now in Concord, making its way east. That's a 781 texter. So
good thing your iPod's not on.
I know. Can you imagine if I had my iPod on and I could play Lightning Crashes right now?
I know. That'd be amazing.
Did you just see the lady jog by?
Yes, right. I'll be. Yes, people are running by in the middle.
Well, she was already out. She's got to go home now.
There's people have to get their run in.
What are you thinking?
She has to get her run in before she gets over to Fidelity and works for a couple of hours.
I don't appreciate your tone. I have very important things and deals to close before Monday Fun Day starts. So there's that.
Yes. That other chick is not even up yet, but she has a full day planned.
Mimosas
and such everywhere.
Joining up with all my amazing friends. We're going to run down Boylston Street. We're going to stop in for a pop-up at Lululemon. And then we're going to head over probably to one of the places on Boylston Street because we have front window seats that we've seen. My friend is dating a hedge fund guy, and he's going to some radio guy's party, so he's got seats saved for us in front of the window in a VIP area.
Oh, okay, good.
Just got some lightning here.
There is some lightning.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
I just get a kick. I get a kick out of the people that run. Why don't you put rain gear on?
Well, I mean, they didn't.
The two chicks just ran by in spandex.
Yeah,
and how about the windbreaker?
I mean, listen, this is the second year. I mean, it absolutely poured last year too. I mean, these elite runners, they can't buy a break. I mean, it's horrible. All right. What else news-wise, Danielle? What else you want to talk about?
There's a pregnant woman who has been cited for letting her son pee in a gas station parking lot.
I saw this story on the news last night, and it really bothered me.
Yeah.
The son is 3 years old.
Yep.
Where was this?
Augusta, Georgia.
Okay. And the kid had to go to the bathroom, so the mom let him pee in the parking lot.
Yeah. She's 34 weeks pregnant.
Yeah.
She was trying to get the kid to a bathroom. You know, mom, I gotta pee. If you have kids, you know this drill.
Right.
And he couldn't wait any longer. She didn't want to take him into the convenience store at the gas station because she was afraid that if someone was in the bathroom, he might have just peed his pants.
Yeah.
So she pulled over at the side of the parking lot and let him pee off to the side of the car. And, like, she opened the car doors and tried to hide him. So it wasn't anybody could see him.
Yeah.
However, a sheriff's deputy witnessed the whole incident and cited her for disorderly conduct. And she's now facing up to 60 days in jail and a $5,000 fine.
Please.
That's ridiculous.
That's why we're guys. We can pee anywhere.
That is ridiculous.
Three years old.
Three. I mean, it's a kid.
Yeah.
Can't hold it.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I can't believe. I mean, hopefully that'll be thrown out when she goes to court. I would hope.
It was in Augusta?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, it's a tradition unlike any other. Peeing in the parking lot of a gas station.
I can't wait to watch or to talk about watching the Masters yesterday. I went to the Celtics game, you know, because I'm a huge Celtics fan.
Right.
I go all year long.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.